Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. 1 week from today, the election cycle of 2014 will be in the record books. Votes will have been cast and counted. Winners will celebrate. Losers will be licking their wounds and moving forward. Fortuna has several interesting races. The city council race at one time had four candidates for three open seats. Now, there are three candidates for three seats. It will be four women and the mayor serving our city in 2015. People who love to say Fortuna is run by the Good Old Boys Network will have to find something new to complain about. We have an interesting ballot measure to consider in Fortuna, Measure V. It's a local 1% sales tax increase. I'm in favor of Measure V. It's actually a transaction tax, which means each cent stays in Fortuna, unlike a regular sales tax. The opposition to Measure V would like to hide behind no new taxes. Their group recently cherry-picked a few facts out of context for a letter sent out evidently to scare seniors about Measure V. Just a reminder, this sales tax cannot be added to groceries or prescriptions. The 10 people who signed that now infamous letter, which was circulated to some of the people in Fortuna, but not all, are people who either served on the Fortuna City Council or worked for the city. Interestingly, not one of the past elected officials that signed the letter was ever tasked with balancing the city budget without redevelopment money. And most of them were on the council when timber was king and there were new car lots in town that generated big tax dollars. This group would like for you to think that Fortuna has a spending problem. Have you watched our city council meetings? Fortuna does not have a spending problem. Sacramento has a spending problem. Council members Tammy Trent and Sue Long go over finances in excruciating detail and are always asking staff about expenditures. It was obviously very difficult for Mayor Strell to come to the conclusion that Measure V is the best option available to the city. That decision was not made lightly. Mike Losey is retiring from the council and could easily not get involved in this issue, but you can find him out in front of the battle using his spare time to support Measure V. And our two new council members-to-be both publicly support Measure V. When even Councilman Dean Glaser has to agree that a 1 cent sales tax is the fairest way for us to right the ship, you know it's the only way to right the ship. No one wants new taxes, but saying no new taxes is irresponsible. Let's take responsibility, Fortuna, and vote yes for Measure V. Let's protect Fortuna's future. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.